This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Also, a couple things in on the football side of things. Michigan's still trying to round out their coaching staff. Harbaugh takes a couple more people with him. And then last week when we were taping this, you know, Chip Kelly leaves. He actually left after we finished taping. I had to do an emergency segment in there to say, hey, Chip Kelly leaves UCLA to become the offensive coordinator of Ohio State. Well, UCLA wasted no time and they brought back DeShaun Foster, former UCLA great running back and assistant coach for the Bruins. He left to take the running back's job for the Las Vegas Raiders. God, that is going to be so hard to say. The Las Vegas Raiders. He was there for 10 days. He didn't even finish unpacking boxes. And then he got the call to come back home. Mama needed him to come be the head coach. He's excited. He's ready to hit the ground running for UCLA. I think UCLA, it was a good hire because he wants to be there. Chip Kelly did not want to be there. Chip Kelly, I think, was done with being the head coach of a college football team. I think he loves football. I think he was tired of the responsibilities because as a college football coach or just a coach in college, not just football, you stop coaching. And that's why you're seeing guys rather be coordinators or go to the NFL, because at least it's about football. It's about that sport. Where now if you're the college football coach, you got to worry about, you know, maintaining your players and making sure they don't hit the portal almost daily. What's their NIL package like? You know, aside from going to school and getting grades and learning plays, you got to do so much stuff. And then you're also a fundraiser, meeting with boosters, trying to increase NIL dollars to keep the players that you want around, to make sure everybody is happy. And oh, by the way, you got to win games, because if you start losing games and all those people that you've been hobnobbing with, well, they want you the hell out. So it's not fun anymore. Chip Kelly reached that boiling point. He said, I'm out, but that's okay, because you brought in a guy, UCLA, who wants to be there, and DeShaun Foster. He's going to embrace what it is to be a Bruin. He was a Bruin, and I think that program is going to get back. He's going to go out and recruit. Chip Kelly did not recruit at all. I mean, to be at a school in California, your advantage is just you have the beach, you have the sun, and the fact that you could not land top recruits is criminal. I think Foster will fix that problem. Also, the other thing, and we'll monitor this, and this is kind of a byproduct, a little parting gift that Jim Harbaugh left college football, not just the Big Ten, but everybody in college football.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
But it looks like helmet communication is coming to college football. They've been using it in the pros. It's something that's long overdue. We have the technology. We should be able to use this. It's not going to hinder the game. As a matter of fact, for those who scream up and down, oh, the game lasts too long, this is going to speed the game up. because you don't have to hold up the silly cards. You simply, coach can talk to the quarterback in the helmet, just like you see in the pros. For those who run a fast-paced offense, it'll be a lot easier. You don't have to do the check with me at the sideline. You could just say it right in there. Because it's funny, because you knew this had to happen, because the AT&T commercial with the deaf school, high school, and they showed the quarterback and he gets hit, and then they come up with this new technology for a helmet where all of a sudden it's like a little visor right inside the visor is a screen and he could see the play calling. And I'm like, if you could do this for, you know, people with hearing loss in their high school, why can't this be applicable across the board? So whether you talk into somebody's ear or you flash a play up on a little monitor in the helmet for the quarterback to see, man, it's simple. And I think this is going to improve college football. This is something that goes back to the cheating scandal of the University of Michigan. But I think the byproduct of it is this. I like it. I love it. I think that this is much needed. So that being said, they're going to be voting on this coming up pretty soon. But I do think that this is something that desperately needs to be done. Oh, by the way, speaking of cheating scandal, how long does it take the NCAA to figure out if that was Connor Stallings on the sideline at MSU dressed up in Central Michigan gear? Seems like that should be easy. We should already have the answer by now. I don't know what is taking so long. I really hope that people don't forget about it, because that's not only was it embarrassing for Michigan, it should be embarrassing for Central Michigan that you allowed this to happen. And I want answers. And I'm not going to stop bringing this up until I get answers. I want to keep the pressure on. I want people to tell me what the hell happened, because that still doesn't make sense. And we don't have an answer for that. And I'm baffled. I'm dumbfounded. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But we should know by now. It's not that hard. If some student, you know, watching it can notice and see it, it doesn't take a bunch of eggheads to say, hey, yes, that was him. And yeah, that should happen. Also, one last side note, it'll be interesting to see what happens this weekend. We may go back into the Wayback Machine. Big rivalry game this weekend. Michigan State at Chrysler Arena. But it's not a big rivalry game, because neither team are at the top of their game the way they were under John Beilein and Tom Izzo, where, man, it was fun to watch. Now, side note, under Juwan Howard, Michigan has not lost to Michigan State at Chrysler, I believe 4-0. But for the first time in a long time, a lot of empty seats. MSU fans can buy up tickets for about $20, maybe $30 at the most, and fill up all the empty seats in Chrysler. I remember years ago, man, I may be dating myself, but like a little over 20 years ago, they took over Chrysler. They held up a banner saying, "Welcome to the Breslin Center East." Michigan did not like that. As a matter of fact, they changed the ticket policy after that game and said, no, we will never allow that to happen again. But I think just due to the team losing and just the general act of not caring, you may see a situation very similar to that. So that's something to watch out for this Saturday when Michigan State plays. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to the Five Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard. I will be back next week with more stuff, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, anything new happening in the Big Ten, I got you covered. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Keep liking, keep subscribing, keep telling your friends. Let's get this thing growing, guys. It's grassroots. I cannot do this without you. So I thank you for watching. Thanks for watching. I will see you guys next week.